And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. Butters, we're almost through with 2 hours, man. You've done good. You pushed all the buttons.
I think I pushed a few extra ones, but that's okay. You don't even know about that.
Nobody could see it. Nobody knew that you launched nuclear missiles. It was okay. I mean, I think we have the technology in this room to land a man on the moon. I'm just pretty sure that we have what it takes.
All right, so that's tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, the dark side of the moon. That'll be fun. Now, okay, I gotta ask, all right, for those who don't know, Butters has a career in the Navy, and you flew backseat in a EA-6B Prowler, is that correct?
That is correct. Backseat and front side seat. We were four-seat aircraft.
That's weird. I did not know that. It's a four-seat aircraft?
Yeah. The A-6 Intruder.
Yeah.
Flight of the Intruder. Yeah. So it's a four-seat variant of that that did electronic warfare. So, and I was qualified as a navigator. You're in all three seats, but the one pilot seat in the front left.
All right. So what had more buttons? What you're sitting at right now or your back seat?
Oh, the Prowler. I actually got into doing this button pushing because I was flying. And the church that we were going to out in Whidbey Island, Washington,
yeah,
they didn't have anybody who could do the sound. And I looked at these complicated soundboards. I'm like, if I can figure out all the circuit breakers and buttons and switches in a plane, I can figure out how to do this.
Okay, but did you ever have to reboot in flight? That's what I want to know.
All the time, man. 1960s, reset, recycle, reload. That was the motto in our airplane.
Made by the lowest bidder.
Yeah, we had to do the whole Nintendo case where you pull the card out and have to blow it off and then jam it back in. And
Wow.
Yeah. And if you don't know what I'm referring to, somehow you're young enough listener.
Yeah. I didn't even blink.
Google it.
I went straight to it. Pull out the Nintendo cartridge, blow on it. Why did that work? I don't know why. Dust, I guess. But anyway, nonetheless, I dig it. We did that a lot, by the way. Yeah.
We had to jiggle the switches just the right way to get the jet.
Did you play 8-track tapes in the back seat there? This you know, just
we actually had a onboard MP3 player.
All I know is you're doing the job, man. Appreciate you very much.
Yeah, man.
We got several folks in the text line. Hey, jump on in, text line people. Slow today. I mean, usually we're like cranking. But 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Greg from Athens sends me something. He's talking about the fact that he sent me a picture of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, a dog-eared copy. And he says, basically, a vast reread is in need to quell the insanity. I would agree with that. I think that may be hearkening back to my monologue from earlier. Marshall from Dubai. By the way, we have a guy from Dubai that listens to the show every day. Digging that. Marshall from Dubai says, the left says cows are bad for the environment because all they do is eat grass and fart, just like vegans. Just, you see where my audience, man.
Nice.
That's right. This is some deep stuff here. Hang around. The truths of life will come out like cow farts. That's a big deal. Mike from Athens did say a while ago, and I'm going to repeat it again, with regards to Speaker of the House, let's bring back Trey Gowdy. I like Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy's a good dude. And then Anita from South Huntsville just says Dave Ramsey for president. There you go. Spend it like you got it. Dave Ramsey, put us all on the envelope plan. We'll have this nation in line.
What size scissors does he have to use to cut up resolutions?
I don't know, but can you imagine him putting the Department of Defense on an envelope plan? I'm sorry. You appear to have spent your weapons money for the month. You'll have to wait till next month. It wouldn't work, but Dave Ramsey for president, I'm digging it. Listen, by the way, Boomer, Mike Mathis has sent you a off-air text, so it's on the text line if you want to see it. Appreciate you, Mike, and tell your cousin thank you. All right, so listen, we're going to jump right back in. We're going to take this break. We're going to come back and finish this up because one of the things I want to talk about is what was being said, or not said for that matter, about the things that surrounded the spending bill. And then we'll finish that topic up and jump into number three of the Triple Dipper, which I'm calling just not right. You know, that's what we say. We like to say we're just plain right. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world of public policy that's just not right. And you look at the way people are having to endure in certain places. Makes me glad to live in Alabama. I mean, truthfully, I get frustrated. I mean, I get frustrated with Governor Ivey. I get frustrated with my former peers in the Alabama State House and Senate. But the truth of the matter is this. I look around the nation sometimes and I'm thinking, good Lord, I'm glad to live in Alabama, because what they're doing over there, just not right. All right, folks, stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number three on a Monday afternoon. And Butters, John from Huntsville says, you are doing awesome.
Thank you, John.
And by the way, he's the one that submits the grades at the end of the show.
I have never forgotten John.
Yes. Okay. Because I think John gave you high marks once before, didn't he?
I mean, I want to be humble. I don't want to brag, but yeah, I'm. So I've got a lot to live up to.
Okay. All right. Good. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate you giving Butters the encouragement that he doesn't need, but he'll take.
Keeping me from crying.
That's right. Missy from Faulkneville corrected me. She says, hey, no, Dave Ramsey for speaker. That way he could put this country on a budget. So, I Missy, I think you may be correct. And then Mike from Athens saw your reply, so he's already hit the thumbs up button on that. All right, spend it like you got it. Let's wrap this topic up. I want to give you a few takeaways from the near shutdown in D.C. The near shutdown. The How many times have we had a near shutdown? Does anybody? I mean. Yeah, how many times?
I know twice at least when I was on active duty that I got told I may not get paid this month.
You were hyper paying attention then because your paycheck was involved.
Yeah. And lots of discussions on an aircraft carrier about acquisitions and the fact that you can't budget when you don't have a budget.
Yeah, but you know what? I would say the military is the safest of all of the different aspects of government, because they're going to find a way to fund the military. And truthfully, what they should be doing is you look at it and go, don't let them go without pay. Pass a budget and they won't have to.
Amen.
Just saying. Five takeaways, all right? So just to remind you, they did jump in there with what they're calling a clean spending measure, a clean continuing resolution. What does that mean? Clean because there were stringers that people were trying to attach to it. People were trying to attach to it support for Ukraine, like another multi-billion-dollar package of aid to Ukraine, or additional support for the border crisis. I am absolutely in favor of support for the border crisis. At this point, as much as I want Russia to lose, I recognize that we can't keep slinging money against the wall without some form of a plan. And we don't have a plan for Ukraine right now. Our plan from the Biden administration is, we're there for as long as it takes. Teleprompter says, end quote here. That's what happens. All right, that's not a plan. You have got to address a multi-billion dollar proxy war with Russia with a little more, I don't know, planning. And that's not there right now. But to deal with the border crisis, yes, upfund the Customs and Border Patrol, provide them with additional support, give them the physical assets they need, put the passive electronic systems in place to make sure that we can monitor when there's not a person standing there watching. And that's too easy, but they won't do it. So a clean stopgap measure, because that's what it was, it's nothing but a stopgap. A clean stopgap measure was passed for 47 days. That's the functionality we have in D.C. right now. They can pass a budget for 47 days. And let me take that back. They can continue the former resolution for 47 days. Three paychecks. And then I guarantee you one of the reasons why they did that is because the leadership knows everybody wants to go home at Thanksgiving. Everybody knows that the House and the Senate is looking to vacate D.C., travel back to their home districts, celebrate the holidays with family, and they don't want to be stuck in D.C., dealing with the budget, working out the issues, and having to pass another 30-day continuing resolution. In the middle of it all, a couple of things that did happen. One is that Representative Matt Gaetz has said that he's going to be attacking the speaker's position and trying to get to the floor with what is known as a motion to vacate the chair. That's a fancy way of saying oust the speaker. They did it once with John Boehner. I don't know that they have the ability to get it done with McCarthy now, but just like I was talking about with Jeff Poore a few minutes ago, it's possible. It is possible. It'd be possible if they could peel off some Democrat support. But, I just don't know that the rest of the Republican Freedom Caucus is really willing to go there. They want the spending to be, but they don't want to go through the public fight of dealing with McCarthy. So we'll wait and see. McCarthy's brushing it off right now, says Gaetz can just bring it, and he says it's a personal thing with the Florida lawmaker. That's what he says. Gaetz is making the rounds. He was on CNN a little while ago talking about how it's necessary and it's time for a change. Well, like we talked about with Jeff Poore, who's in the wings? But then the other thing is we've got is that Democrats, do they have leverage? Maybe. But I don't know that it'd be much. Because Democrats, they look for the opportunity to step in when the Freedom Caucus steps out. So when you got the free, by the way, that's the beauty of this right now for the Freedom Caucus is they matter right now. They absolutely matter. If the Freedom Caucus decides as a block that they're out, McCarthy is in a world of hurt on issues because he needs their vote. The margins are so slim that if the Democrats are holding out on a partisan issue, that he has to have all the Republicans. And if the Freedom Caucus says, yeah, we're not there with you, then McCarthy has to go find Democrat votes or just lose the vote altogether, not even bring it to the floor. Well, right now, do the Democrats have leverage? Maybe. They maybe have something with McCarthy right now because the Freedom Caucus has been holding out on the spending. Then here's the other one. Some folks are saying, and this story that I've got in my hands right now, it came from The Hill magazine. The Hill is saying that technically they believe that Putin won a victory. Well, I'm sure Putin's satisfied. It doesn't mean that everything stopped. I mean, there were funds, weapon systems, and ammunition and other logistics that were flowing to Ukraine anyway. Money's fungible. If we gave them money, which I am shocked to find, I shouldn't be, but it bothers me to find that we're helping pay for their government to operate, period. And we're providing things like helping their retirement benefits to remain solvent. Listen, that's not our role. But in the end, here's the deal. If we gave them billions of dollars and parts of it went into things like retirement plans, fellas, it's time for you to cash in your 401ks and fight the war. And here's the other piece. NATO, European nations, it is time for y'all to maybe step up a little harder. If Poland is that worried about what's happening just across the line, then perhaps Poland and Germany and some of the others need to go ahead and recognize that maybe you just don't want to be heating your houses in the wintertime with gas from Russia right now. And it's time to pony up a little harder. So there's that. And then the other one is the border. The border is a thing right now. The border is in absolute chaos. The border is setting new records where I thought that all the old records have been broken as far as they were going to be broken. But we are seeing mass migration. This is no longer illegal immigration. This is mass migration. This is seas of people coming across our border. And I'm not kidding when I say, and I did a thing on it a while back. Historians say that the fall of Rome was between between 8 and 12 issues. One of those was a loss of their own border controls, and another was mass migrations. In that case, I believe it was the Germanic tribes moving across Europe. It left the Roman Empire unable to control their grounds anymore. Look at what's happening on our southern border. This is becoming the biggest issue, and I think it's going to drive the train when we get back to the continuing resolution in 47 days. A couple of things I will tell you, though, is that the issue with the Ukraine funding, you have to recognize the politics of that were even more significant when you take into account that Zelensky was just here. Zelensky appeared in person. Zelensky then went and addressed the United Nations, where he did himself no favors by preaching to us about climate change, of all things. And then he went to the Canadian Parliament, where someone had the bright idea of giving a standing ovation to a 90-year-old Nazi, which didn't help either. But still, the fact is, Zelensky was just here. He was face-to-face with the people whose vote he needed, and it didn't help. So if president of the country at war with whom we're trying to support comes here for a personal visit and can't win the day, then you have to question, where are we going with this? It looks like Ukraine funding is more and more going to be off the table. Lastly, you might want to know before we go to the break, where's your Alabama delegation on all this? Where were the votes? How did Alabama's vote? All right, so both your senators, Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt, they both voted for the continuing resolution. And it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, 88-9. So both Alabama senators voted in favor of the continuing resolution, but we were divided in our House caucus. So voting for it were U.S. Representative Jerry Carl from Mobile, Mike Rogers from over in the Calhoun County, Terry Sewell, our one Democrat, and Dale Strong from Huntsville, all voted for the continuing resolution. That left Adderholt, Barry Moore, and Gary Palmer voting against it. I find it interesting. Dale Strong, who runs as a conservative, he doesn't like the Freedom Caucus. In fact, in his statement, he said some fringe members of the Republican Party blocked a bill in the House that he thought was important. Fringe members, meaning Freedom Caucus. At the same time, Adderholt tweeted out that his no vote was based on a lack of spending cuts and no language to deal with the border crisis. Well, he sits as a senior member on appropriations, so that's big doings. All right, there you have it. Spend it like you got it. That's what they say they're doing. They don't really have it, and they got 47 days to figure out how to get it. And I really don't hold out any great hope they will. I suspect we'll see another short-term continuing resolution here right before Thanksgiving. In the meantime, it's Right Side Radio, and we're taking a break. We'll take this break and come right back, and y'all, I'm going to switch gears. We're moving to the last one. I'm getting all three dippers done. Tell John from Huntsville I should get points. Points for that. Anyway, it's called Just Not Right, and we'll talk about it when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.